5767 today.
Of the swine flu, or to be PC, like we're that on this show, new H1N1 flu cases popping up in 41 states. Now the CDC warning about complacency. But wait a second. Didn't we just hear from the big wigs that run the health show in the United States? It was okay to let the kids back in school. Make up your mind. National Nurses Week, the 6th through the 12th, we're going to talk to an important one here on this show, Round the Bend. You can never tip your cap enough to a nurse. I remember from the time I was in kindergarten, I loved the school nurse. I was always thinking of ways to get out of school in New York. I have a stomach ache. And she was like the sweetest lady. I still remember her, Mrs. Brennan. Anyway, you got to honor those nurses. We're going to talk about what's going on in the nursing industry, certainly. Meanwhile, remember that flyover in New York, what a big no-no that was, and then, oh, no, we're not going to release the photo op that taxpayers paid $328,000 for. Now the White House has flipped on it and decided, yeah, we're going to release that photo after all. Thanks to lots of people who emailed, called, and complained that it was ridiculous not to release it. And, man, I got some friends that are caught up in this. In Santa Barbara, the wildfire's going crazy. Still more homes being evacuated. They're trying to douse the flames. But I explained this before. It is like a tinderbox when you get those Santa Ana winds. Always on Wednesday, we start with sports shorts, as it were. And the big story, of course, here on America Tonight and elsewhere, is Brett Favre. Can this guy ever make up his mind? He was in Minneapolis, apparently, meeting with the coach of the Vikes, Brad Childress. Could it be so that he might end up being the quarterback for the Vikings after all? I would warn Vikings fans, some who like the idea, some who hate the idea, not to get too excited yet, because remember, it was just a year ago that this is what we heard from Brett Favre.
I am officially retiring from the NFL and Green Bay Packers, and as much as I've thought about what I would say and how
Yeah, that's the part where he started to cry. So Brett Favre, remember, he was retiring and then ended up with the Jets, and we won't go through that whole rigmarole, crazy stuff. Kate Delaney here, as always, as your captain aboard this ship, coast to coast and everywhere in between on America Tonight. You can flip us an email at americatonight.net. Joining us at the top, like I said, on our special Wednesdays, Mike Davis, of course, Easy Ticket. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Fabulous. And, boy, that story about Brett Favre, I got a little text from an insider today who said, remember what we were talking about a year ago? This is his dream come true. So
I figure that he's going to replace Tony Romo in 2012 for the Cowboys.
He's going to play till he's 50. That's what's going to happen. It's craziness. Hey, you're a big, of course, this is a national show, but we do air in Dallas on KVCE 1160. And the Dallas Mavericks are now in a hole. We were talking about this the other night, down 2-0 to the Nuggets. They're coming back Saturday for a game. They need to pull this one out.
Yeah, you know, if they don't do something come Saturday, I think they're going to, you know, Nuggets are going to sweep them. But, you know, I talked to, actually my mom's take on it was the Mavericks, they can't operate in that Mile High atmosphere. They're used to these planes down here in Texas.
That's true. And, you know, I think, too, what it is Chauncey Billups has been so good for Denver, and the combination of him and Carmelo Anthony has just proved to be completely deadly in this case down the stretch for the Mavericks. But they could bounce back, certainly. And in the meantime, there's some other things happening in the NBA, too. Cleveland having no problem with the Hawks. You mentioned that in the quick note that you sent me, and that's absolutely 100% accurate. And what about the Lakers?
Oh, well, they're at the halftime out there in the Staples Center. They're Houston and L.A. are tied 57-all. So, you know, Houston's up 1-0. They could come back and be up 2-0, taking two games from L.A. in their home court. So if that's the case, you know, they may be playing Cleveland come few weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we should say the reason Mike jumps on with us is because he is a ticket broker. You can go to easy-ticket.com, and, of course, he has lots of sporting tickets and also concert tickets, obviously. He's got tickets for these playoff games. If you're trying to score some, suddenly you find yourself in one of these cities, or you're having a tough time getting the tickets, he's certainly the man to go to. Now, I'm a big hockey fan. You're a big hockey fan. We always talk about it. And the Cup now in the second round. I was surprised by some of the things that happened in the first round. I think it's going to get really interesting here with some of the matchups that we're seeing, don't you?
Yeah. You know, right now the Bruins, they're behind the Hurricanes 2-1 with you know, Carolina. They won tonight in another overtime game against the Bruins. But, you know, I see the you know, the Penguins, they came back in an overtime game tonight, or actually, you know, they ended up winning, 3-2 in overtime.
Yeah.
And, Vancouver, they beat the Hawks, Blackhawks last night, but, what's really is the eighth seed Mighty Ducks. They, you know, they knock off the number one seed in the whole NHL, the first round, which was San Jose. Now they're up on Detroit 2-1. So,
yeah, and I'm surprised by that. Detroit, I thought they looked pretty loaded for bear. My pick was Detroit to go all the way through. I really like Detroit in this, and it's not over yet, certainly. But that is the story, Mike, the Ducks, and the fact that they did what they did to San Jose. People in San Jose, I think, were stunned, and now that they're in this position. So wouldn't that be something, because you've never had an eighth seed ever win a Stanley Cup?
No, they've had one time they had a eighth seed that went into the finals. They got knocked off by Carolina, the Oilers, in the 2006 season. They went into the finals and got beat in 7 games by the Hurricanes.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, we're up against it, but you got concert tickets. That's big. I know a lot of people listening to us in Connecticut. There's, of course, Madison Square Garden puts on some great shows and other venues around that area. People listening to us in the Midwest, there's some great venues there. In the West Coast, same thing. And you've got tickets all over the place, right, for Fleetwood Mac and all that stuff.
Yeah, I just picked up some Creed tickets today for in several different cities. And they're on tour, or they're coming on tour. I've got, you know, just about any concert. I've got sporting events. You know, there's just a ton of things to see. If you come to our website and you're looking for anything, like I said, come to our website, do a search up at the top, and find what you're looking for, and I'm sure we can get it for you.
All right. As always, a pleasure. Mike Davis, thanks so much. Appreciate the time, brother.
Okay. You have a good evening, Kate.
You too. Easy-ticket.com, that's where to go. You know, it's like I said before, it's interesting how the broker business has gone lately. I think the last couple of shows I was mentioning, because I know when I've been stuck in a situation where I had to pick up tickets, it would seem, because I've lived all over the place, that I would end up going to will call, even if a friend of a friend helped me out. In this case now, and Mike has it too at easyticket.com, you go there and you can just get them through the internet, so there's none of this traipsing someplace early, trying to find a place to park, line, you know, waiting in a line for tickets, all that stuff. Coming up next on the flip side, we're going to talk to Nurse Elizabeth White in honor of National Nurses Week. Hang with us on America Tonight.
I am officially retiring.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $903.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $929.73, $464.87 for the half ounce, and $232.43 for the quarter ounce. That's $929.73, $464.87, and $232.43.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
He's got a bleed, I'm telling you right now.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to fix you up real good, Chief.
That kid died, and it is all on you.
That's a little clip from an upcoming show, a series that's going to be on Showtime called Nurse Jackie. Edie Falco, you remember her from The Sopranos. Yeah, she was Carmelo Soprano. She's going to join us in the next couple of weeks right here on America Tonight. Kate, hanging with you, thrilled as always to be here. And it's a pleasure to welcome our next guest. I have some family, friends, and actually family members who are nurses, all different kinds of nurses, by the way. And this is National Nurses Week. As I said before, I more than tip my cap to the people who are nurses because of the incredible jobs they do, whether it's trauma-related, or I have a cousin that's in the Children's Hospital in Pennsylvania, and she deals with really some rough stuff with some of the babies that are blue babies, etc. And I'll tell you, really, you learn a lot from the nurse. And I told you about my story, the school nurse, and how much I liked going to visit the school nurse. So Elizabeth White joins us now on the show, and it's a pleasure to have her along with us. And Elizabeth, of course, is a registered nurse, and she's somebody who takes care of the fine folks in Texas. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, I think it's great that we recognize nurses, and there's all different kinds of nurses, and there's different reasons why people become nurses. What is it that made you jump into to nursing?
Well, I think it was probably God that made me be a nurse. I never wanted to be a nurse. I grew up watching medical shows on TV with my grandma, and in those shows, the nurse was always somebody that had to take a big cart full of bedpans and dump them. And so I thought that was probably the least likely thing I wanted to be. But when I graduated from high school, I had to get a job, and I happened to get a job at the hospital as a nurse's assistant. And I worked really hard that summer, and I started college, and I was an English major, but I had a class in the nursing building. And every day I passed those nurses' students, and I was so jealous because they were in there doing stuff that I felt like I knew how to do. And so, long story short, something just guided me there, and I ended up switching majors at the semester.
And how did you find your way in your specialty or what you wanted to do? Because there's all different things you can do in nursing. How did you decide what direction you wanted to go in?
Well, for some reason, all of my jobs prior to that had involved elderly people. I'd worked in a drugstore, where that's mostly what I waited on. I worked in the hospital, and we were in a rural area, so that was mostly the kinds of patients that we had. And so when I finished nursing school, long-term care was just something that felt comfortable. I'd taken care of my grandmother when she was sick, and so it's kind of somewhere that I kind of fit in, I felt like.
All right, we should say that Elizabeth White is the director of nursing with Red Oak Health and Rehab in Red Oak, Texas. Really nice people down there in Red Oak. And when we talk about rehab, what kind of patients are you talking about? What are you mostly seeing that you're dealing with?
We're dealing with a lot of patients that have had some sort of an event. They've either fallen and broken a hip, they've had heart surgery, they might have had a stroke. And what we specialize in is bringing those people who've been in the community in after their surgery or whatever reason they were in the hospital and getting them back to the point that they can return to their homes. So they might need some rehab. They might need some nursing care for wounds for a little while. And then we get them revved up and ready to step back into their normal life.
Yeah, everybody has what they call aha moments, and you kind of told us yours as to why you went into nursing. But was there a time on the job where something happened and you helped somebody or you got some rewarding compliment back that made you think, wow, I am so, so glad I really did choose the right path?
You know, I think that my moment was very early on. And in fact, it was probably the first day I worked in the hospital as a nurse's aide, and I took care of a little man, and he was mentally handicapped, and he was very sick, and he'd been sick to his stomach all day. And part of the nurse's aide's job is to help clean up when people have accidents. And this guy, he was sick all day, and he had it all over his room. And I worked really hard all day, and I was exhausted when I got home, and my mom said, well, how did you like it? And I said, oh, it was terrible, but I really enjoyed it. And right then, I think that enjoying that terrible day of cleaning up a mess was what told me this is where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. And now a lot of people, too, and obviously you would be able to attest to this, a lot of people are going into nursing. Sometimes it's something they're doing later in life. Are you seeing that some older people have decided, okay, I had this one career, but now I'm going into this? Have you found that?
I think so. And I think right now nursing is a very stable career choice. If you've gone out before and you've done something else that maybe wasn't so stable or didn't have the longevity you wanted, nursing is a job where you can always find a job anywhere you want to go. And so you don't have to worry about the uncertainty of the financial situation or are jobs going to be there, because there's always a job for you in nursing.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I've seen too where sometimes somebody becomes a nurse and then they get so interested in medicine in general that they make the leap to being a doctor. Have you seen that?
I have. I've got some friends who've gone through nursing school and then later went on to medical school. I think that nursing can be a first step. It can kind of get your feet wet and make you want to go further. Or, you know, you can settle right in. And nurses and doctors really do really different things. And so it just depends on what your calling is.
Yeah, there's a movie called Meet the Parents. Did you see that movie, Elizabeth, by any chance?
I did, yeah.
And you know in that movie how he teases him about being a male nurse? But that's not taboo. There are a lot of men that are going into nursing and that have been for quite some time, right?
Sure, and quite often the male nurses are the superstars. I think in order for a man to step into a traditionally female role like that, you really have to be on the top of your game. And so most of the male nurses that you meet, they're wonderful and very conscientious about their job.
Yeah. You decided when you made that choice and you veered off to nursing school, how tough is nursing school? What's that like? Run me through nursing school.
It is grueling. There is not any mercy in nursing school. The instructors, they don't feel sorry for you. They don't care what kind of personal things you're going through. And I think that's part of preparing you for what it's going to be like. It's long hours. It's a lot of clinicals in the hospital and a lot of paperwork to get you ready for your future.
But it must be pretty gratifying once you, you know, once you make that leap and you graduate and you get it, then
once
you go off.
Once you graduate, you know you've done something. They make sure that you have really worked and you've really earned your nursing degree by the time you get through with it.
Yeah, no kidding. For the future, what does the future hold for you? I mean, obviously you have a great job now and a lot of responsibility. Is there something else that you want to go on to, or is there something you want to develop differently?
I think that possibly in the future I may go on to something where I maybe supervise more than one facility at a time, maybe more of a leadership role in a company in long-term care. You know, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? The supervising, too, that's got to be interesting, right? How many people do you supervise?
Well, I supervise a staff of about 60 to 70 people.
Wow. That's a pretty big staff.
Yeah. It's a big facility. We have 144 beds. So we're larger than a lot of rural hospitals.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, Nurse White, I think we have some applause. We have a studio audience, of course, in Minneapolis. We're all over the place. And if we've given them enough coffee, you might get some applause. Do we have the... Yes, there they are. That's terrific. Yes, Nurse Elizabeth White, thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight, and good luck with your career the rest of the way.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. And, of course, National Nurses Week, as I mentioned, and how interesting that... And it's true, I've seen more male nurses lately. The last couple of times, I'm trying to think, I was in an urgent care facility because you know what happened over the weekend. Swine flu. It wasn't swine flu, but I had food poisoning, and I am so healthy, and it's really weird for me to go into a hospital or any kind of a care place because it's like uncharted territory for me. What, I got to fill out paperwork? Just tell me what I have. And then I can't find my insurance card. It's somewhere in this purse, and it's so deep, and, you know, that whole thing. But there was actually a male nurse, and he and I started to talk a little bit, and he had a bunch of friends that were also in nursing, so that's not unusual. I bet everybody has a story about their school nurse. I keep going back to that. I remember we got flu shots even, too, when I was back in Holy Rosary. That was the first school that I went to. Coming up on the flip side, man, it was a big day for gossip, gossip, gossip. Bernie Madoff's secretary spills the beans. We got that coming up.
Walking the line between saint and sinner. Nurse Jackie, coming soon, only on Showtime.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You're listening to GCS, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Coming up, I promise we're going to get to the email, that address, americatonight.net. Hey, everybody, Kate, hanging with you. Hope you're having a great week. This is stretch drive time. We're getting through the hump of the week, and we're starting to see the finish line, at least for some of us, depending on how you work. Hey, found out an interesting fact. I love to find out things about my guys, the technical masters behind America Tonight. And I'll tell you, Donovan Mattson revealed to me, folks, can you imagine? I don't know, does this sound like a lot to you? 475 words a minute he can read. Well, you know, here's the thing, it's fascinating. I'm going to write a book sometime called Off the Mic, and the stuff that goes on off the mic, the things that we talk about, some of it anyway, would be interesting to people. And somehow we jumped on that when I was talking about newspapers and the fact that newspapers are dying. And I think that's sad because it's, you know, newspapers hold something for me. I look at the Internet, obviously, like everybody else, and I get a lot of things from the Internet and follow up and do things myself, too. But there's something about newsprint, I guess, and especially on a Sunday, cup of Java with my feet up, reading the newspaper, that I hope never changes. And the suggestion is maybe newspapers become nonprofits so they couldn't endorse political candidates or that kind of thing, but it could be kind of like an NPR. I don't know. You think of the columnists from years before, and you think of how big those political endorsements are, and it seems almost odd to think of a newspaper operating that way. But I don't know. Maybe it's possible. Because what ultimately, too much debt on these papers, and they're not making a profit, so they're going to go under anyway. Is it worth slapping the nonprofit on them and see if they can survive and then ultimately thrive? But anyway, he revealed that to me, that 475 words a minute. So we have some applause for Donovan. That audience, they fell asleep. We need to pump some more of that McDonald's premium coffee into them. I think that's huge. Anybody listening to me, can you read that many words in a minute? Yeah, that's good. I need that skill. You know, Ron White, who came on with us, and I'm going to have him back on. I've been doing his memory thing just to see as an experimental deal how it would work for me, and his techniques actually work. He's the guy who is the champ now across the U.S. as far as memory is concerned, and he's awesome with the cards. I mean, he can just tell you almost anything about the cards and has all kinds of interesting ways of remembering things. See, maybe he needs to be the guy who helps to update the FBI terror watch list, because I don't think he would forget the things that he needed to put on there. It's been basically 4 years, 3 years of a backlog and people not taken off the list, and people that should have been on the list weren't on the list. So, gosh, they crossed the border. Can you imagine? To me, that's one of those stories that was underreported. It came out, and it came out because they're auditing the FBI. They're auditing this terror list. So they have to release a report, they being the Justice Department's Inspector General. And the Inspector General found that 12 terror suspects who were either not watch-listed or were slow to be added to the list might have traveled in or out of the United States during the time when they weren't placed on the list. So what does that mean? Okay, we started this terror list to keep the bad guys out because of what happened on 9/11. Let's be real. That's exactly what it was. And we're going to share this information between all the agencies. So there wasn't any sharing, there wasn't any updating, and people that were supposed to be on the list weren't, and people that were ridiculously placed on the list haven't been taken off. Imagine that frustration. So every time you get pulled aside at the airport and there's these questions and these stares, and it turns out you weren't supposed to be on the watch list, please. And I think besides that blunder, probably the blunder of the day is the fact that the New York City air show, or air scare as some call it, that happened last week, the buzz over the Statue of Liberty with the backup Air Force One plane and two F-16s. First that happens, people aren't informed, including the mayor, the president, the people of New York. And then after finding out that, yes, you and I, the taxpayers, that would be us, we paid for the $328,000 plus photo op that scared the bejesus out of the people in New York. I mean, seriously, people were running through the streets. I have a copy of that video that Tom Campbell sent me. And you saw it, I'm sure, all over the place, Today Show, any of the morning shows, any of the cable networks, any of the local networks, I'm sure, had pieces of it, too. So we get these terse reactions from the White House about wanting the photo, because reporters had asked for the photo, told, no, you can't have it already. There's so much stuff out there. You know, who cares? Give me a break. And now, a day later, they're releasing the photo. It's typical. And my question is more this. What were they thinking? And there's no answer to that. Yeah, there it is. Won't leave us alone. Listen. You hear that? And so that's the question. What were you thinking? What photo op is worth that? Why would you even do that to the people in that city? And why do you have to have that photo op? At what cost? We're paying for that? I mean, you know, with the way you can Photoshop things, we can't Photoshop that into a photograph. What would that photograph be used for? Please. So now I think the reversal is the blunder, because there's this lack of communication. Everybody drops the ball now and then, and especially in bureaucracy, we see that, okay? So no one's perfect, sure. But this is the problem. We keep seeing this. You know, the 100-day mark last week. Oh, it's Wednesday, 100-day mark. And I said this. I said the one thing that I keep seeing over and over again is stupidity. That was a stupid thing. One, was it necessary? Let's ask ourselves that when we're in a so-called recession. And let's say it is necessary. Okay, if it's deemed it has to be done and there's a reason for it, blah, blah, blah. Well, then why wouldn't you inform people? It makes no sense. And then there's pressure because supposedly it's supposed to be a transparent administration. Then a day later, after mocking the people who asked the questions about getting a copy of the photo, then the White House says, well, okay, we're going to release the photo. So what gives? I don't get it. Coming up, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse, which basically is just silly, crazy things that that have happened across the United States and elsewhere. And I said I would jump to the email because some of you were kind enough to send me a bunch of emails. I had way too many on the Miss California thing, which was terrific, and I had read some of them. But here's a couple of others I got. One from Roger Martin. Hey, Roger, I just outed you on the radio. So Roger Martin says, Kate, I was surfing the radio dial the other night and came upon your show. I recognize your voice. I listened to you, I think, years ago on a sports station, The Ticket. I think I'm right. Roger, you're right. I was on The Ticket, a big station in Dallas, doing a sports show. I work second shift, usually listen to another show at night before I hit the sack, but I've started listening to you. We have similar ideas about politics as well as some other stuff. I live in Dallas. I'll call your show sometime when I think I have something worthwhile to say. Very well done, Roger. He's going to call us when he has something to say. All right, we love Dennis McMahon because he has so many opinions, and he's dead on so often. He's an attorney, and he is so well-researched and versed on so many things, and he's part of the gang at WVMT in Vermont. Here's what he said. I brought up the fact that Hawaii wanted an Islam Day. Yeah. And there were a couple people that thought it was ridiculous and too close to the whole 9/11 thing. But here's what Dennis says. Does the state have a Catholic day? Does the state have a Jewish day? Does the state have a Protestant day? If so, I suppose an Islam day is not a problem. There are many Islamic people in states aligned with U.S. missions in places such as Iraq, and we have important Islamic allies. But if there isn't a day to honor other religions, then there is no reason to have such a day. All the best, Kate. Dennis, you are dead right on. Because the part of the problem is, I said, yes, we know there are fabulous Muslim people. We're not disputing that. It's not a slam on the religion. It's a slam on why do you have to have this day? And particularly when you think of, and they're having it in September, and there is that tendency to think of 9/11, so what is the reason for it? You tell me. So he makes a very valid, valid point. All right, let's see if we can hit up another couple of them pretty quick here. Let's see. Here's another one. This one is from Elle, and Elle says, Hi, Kate. You're really a great host. Who was your guest this morning? He was a professional blogger or something who went to Stanford Law. Also, are you on Twitter yet? Yes, I am. I would like to follow you. You're extremely well-informed, very good explaining current events in an impartial, respectful manner. I really love your show. Thanks. Appreciate it. I am on Twitter. And as to the question of the guest was Scott Fox. Go to scottfox.com. Scott@scottfox.com. And I mean, you can Google him, and there's tons of information on him. He's terrific. He is really, truly a guru of the Internet. His book, I read it cover to cover, Internet Riches. And I forget how I stumbled upon Scott, but it was a year or so ago. We even did a series on the air, and we gave away some of his books, and now he has the second book out. And the interesting thing about Scott is that he did so well with the Internet, he takes all the money that he gets from his books on Amazon and the bookstores, whatever, and he turns around and whatever profit is, the whole profit, is donated to charity. So he doesn't even take any of that. And he said during that interview, he talked about the fact that he did Larry King's website and Bill O'Reilly's website. And, yeah, really fascinating stuff. Anyway, appreciate the emails. You can send them to americatonight.net. On the flip side, we're going to have some more fun. Hang with us.
And God created man, and man created machine, and machine created music, and machine saw everything he had made and said, Behold.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for health. The world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Coming up, we got birthdays. You know who's celebrating a birthday? If you're a soap opera freak. One Life to Live, Dorian Lord, actress Robin Strauss, or a big one for her. Also, Senator Pete Domenici. I got to tour the White House because of Pete Domenici. He gave me some tickets. You just can get them. Anybody could probably get them from their representative. And I was a reporter in Albuquerque and swung by his office and grabbed some because I had interviewed him a bunch of times and someone told me, oh, that's where you get them. Then you have to wait in line. And it was worth it. It was interesting. Long time ago. I'm going to say it was like, it's probably 17 years ago. Also celebrating a birthday, and we're going to get deeper into this, is another soap opera actor, Michael. And I'm not even a soap opera person, but I know these people. My aunt used to watch soap operas, and I know she watched both of these. Actor Michael E. Knight, he has a big birthday, too, as well. And he's an All of My Children alum. He might still be on this show. I'm actually not sure about that. And we're getting to what happened on this day in history as well. But first, news that you can abuse. And there's some good stuff on the list for news you can abuse, including this one. I don't know how many people heard this story, and this is crazy. But from L.A., a man was charged with smuggling songbirds into the U.S. Here's what he did. He had a pretty elaborate scam going. He had custom-tailored pairs of leggings on. He flew from Vietnam to L.A. Sonny Dong was arrested at the Los Angeles International Airport after an inspector spotted bird feathers and droppings on his socks and tail feathers peeking out from under his pants. You should see the photograph of this thing. It's unbelievable. Songbirds sell for 10 to 30 in Vietnam and are sold to collectors in the U.S., though, for about $400. They're rare, and there are collectors who are willing to pay top dollar for those things. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife inspectors, of course, flagged Dong for inspection because he had banded a suitcase that had 18 birds at the Los Angeles airport in December. Five of them died en route. It's so weird. You hear these stories about people smuggling all kinds of animals that are quarantined or aren't supposed to be in the United States or, you know, whatever. And I can't even imagine that, traveling on a plane with those birds stuck to my legs. I mean, the money, the desperation, I guess, for the money, but it just seems insane to me. And the risk that you take, too. This out of Austin, Texas. A puppy that ran away from her Texas home grew up and mysteriously returned 8 years later. The owner is a woman named Allison Murphy. She doesn't know where Dancer, that's the name of her puppy, had been, now a dog, but says obedience school is the next stop for her newly recovered pet. It was a brown, it is a brown and white terrier mix, and was left last week at the Humane Society in New Braunfels, about 45 miles away. I guess a musician says he found the dog in his neighborhood after a few days, took the animal to the Humane Society to see if she had a microchip, and apparently Dancer did. Isn't that cool? So actually, there was a way to reunite the owner. I just got a puppy 6 weeks ago, I think, and my puppy's name is Mahalo. It's a golden retriever, and I'm very new to the dog thing, as I grew up without dogs because my brother was allergic to them. And that's one of the things the vet talked to us about. Do you want to have this microchip in the dog? And everybody told us to get it. But you have to think somebody obviously took the dog and then for some reason decided they didn't want the dog anymore, because somebody's been raising the dog. And that's what happened. I mean, come on, let's be real about this. Here's a strange story about cocaine. Beachcombers, maybe not that strange, beachcombers found more than, I guess, seashells while they were walking along a Texas beach. 2 dozen neatly wrapped packages of cocaine. The drug smugglers have been known to use freighters, and the coke may have been kicked overboard to avoid detection. The people called the sheriff's department, who found the coke, and they're trying to determine the source of the 24 kilograms of coke. It's actually worth $500,000. Ooh, somebody not happy that they had to do that, I'm sure. Could be a few broken fingers over that one, right? I'm just thinking out loud, right? All right, so that's it for news you can abuse. You get the gist of that, right? Let's do this day in history. It is May 7th. There are 238 days left in the year. Here's some things that happened way back when in the time machine. In 1789, the first inaugural ball was held in New York in honor of President George Washington and his lovely wife, Martha. In 1909, Edward H. Land, I learned something here, who was the inventor of polarizing filters and Polaroid instant photography, was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You know, I love those instant Polaroid shots. Actually, it's still fun to use them. And I have an old one. I don't even know if you can still get the cameras themselves. I'm assuming you probably can, right? But with the advent of digital photos and everything, it can't be. I would think it's not really that popular. In 1975, President Gerald Ford formally declared an end to the Vietnam era in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly, of course, Saigon. The Viet Cong celebrated the takeover. In 1977, Seattle Slew won the Kentucky Derby. This is interesting to me. The first of his Triple Crown victories. So Seattle Slew, and a weird thing, too, on this same date in 2002, Seattle Slew died. Steve Coffin, of course, was the famous jockey who rode Seattle Slew, and we haven't, you had affirmed, you had Seattle Slew, and we haven't had any Triple Crown winners since 1978. Seattle Slew was thought to be one of those horses like Affirmed, which it was Affirmed that actually had the mount of Steve Coffin. But Seattle Slew was thought to be one of those horses that could possibly win the Triple Crown, and Seattle Slew went on to greatness. Certainly, obviously, the first of the Triple Crown wins, but just an incredible, incredible horse. And very, very odd that it was the same day that the horse died, just winding the clock forward. In 1984, a $180 million out-of-court settlement was announced in the Agent Orange class action suit that was actually brought by Vietnam veterans who charged they suffered injury from exposure to defoliant. How about that? Also, 5 years ago, Army Private Lindy England, that showed up in photographs, remember, smiling, pointing at naked Iraq prisoners, was charged with by the military with assaulting the detainees and conspiring to mistreat them. Later convicted, she was convicted of conspiracy, mistreating detainees, committing an indecent act, and sentenced to 36 months. She served half the time. What's so, so sad about those photos and the whole thing is, you know, they went after the little guys there, and they should have gone after the big fish if that was what was supposed to happen. I mean, give me a break there. All right, we got birthdays, a couple of them for you. I mentioned some of them already. But former Senator Pete Domenici, Republican from New Mexico, there's the Beatles, is 77 years old. I talked about the woman who played Dorian Lord on a soap opera, One Life to Live, Robin Strausser, is 64 years old. Thelma Houston, I Will Survive, R&B singer, 63 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, movie writer-director Amy Heckerling is 55 years old. Actor Michael E. Knight, soap opera fame, One Life to Live, 50 years old. If you're into country music, you might know Rick Shell, he's 46 years old. From Primitive Radio Gods, rock singer-musician Chris O'Connor is 44. She used to be a porn star and tried to go into the mainstream. Actress Tracy Lords turned 40. That's a big one. Singer Eagle Eye Cherry is 38. Actor Breckin Meyer is 35 years old. He's a face you would recognize. He's done a lot of character acting. He's actually a pretty funny guy. Can't, off the top of my head, for some reason, I can't think of some of the movies he's been in, but I've probably seen at least 4 or 5 movies that he's done. From the Arctic Monkeys, rock musician Matt Helders is 23 years old. A couple I missed, worth a quick mention. Singer Jimmy Ruffin is 70 years old. Also from The Dead, rock musician Bill Kreutzmann is 63 years old. Anybody know anybody that used to follow The Dead around? I actually knew somebody, and I was like 14 years old. There was somebody that I went to school with that used to follow The Dead around, and I was so stunned that her parents let her do that. I'm going to leave you with this one from Mary McCarthy, an American author. We all live in suspense from day to day, from hour to hour. In other words, we are the hero of our own story.
I'll do my best. You like that one?